people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. Three people are dead inside a home in Northridge in what police believe was a dispute between family members that escalated into a tragedy.
The call of shots fired came from inside the home on Van Alden and from neighbors. When LAPD officers arrived, they went into the home and found three people, a man and a woman in their 50s and a young man in his 20s dead from gunshot wounds. Lieutenant Mike Kozak with Valley Bureau Homicide says their best chance of finding out what happened is from a daughter who was also inside when the violence started.
We are interviewing her currently. We believe we'll get a lot of information from her.
Kozak says they're still working out details of the emotional or family dynamic between the victims and are hoping that neighbors may be of some assistance in that regard as well. In Northridge, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The city of Torrance is soon going to start trapping and killing urban coyotes.
The city council approved the updated coyote management plan Tuesday night. It's controversial, with people passionately for or against it.
I have a cat, you know, she's going to turn 16 in November. I think that we should just keep them indoors and keep food indoors. Try and just control your pets.
It's not that we want to euthanize all the coyotes. It's the ones that are problematic and the ones that need to be taken out.
Torrance will now trap and kill coyotes annually from October to February. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Torrance police say they've solved a nearly 50-year-old cold case in the kidnapping and murder of an 11-year-old girl. They did it using a public genealogy database.
She was kidnapped on Thanksgiving Day 1972. Terry Lynn Hollis, 11 years old. Her body was found a day later, 30 miles from where she was last seen. And that case has gone unsolved.
47 years. I only wish that my parents were still alive to see this.
Her brother Randy, he was 16 when his sister vanished.
Obviously, a lot was taken from us that day.
In 2018, genealogy analysis was completed. Detectives then used traditional investigative methods to confirm that the person of interest at this time was Jake Edward Brown, who was deceased and was buried in Arizona.
Torrance Police Chief Eve Irvine, detectives had the remains exhumed. She says detectives are now working to see if their deceased suspect's DNA is a hit on other unsolved cases. At Torrance Police Headquarters, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Customs officials at LAX checking out a wooden box from China found nearly 30 counterfeit NBA championship rings inside. They were going to Arizona. No arrests so far with this one. Christine Hoag with Customs and Border Protection tells KNX officials will often find fake sports items, rings, jerseys, hats.
Whatever season it is, that's usually when the counterfeit stuff for the teams will come in. And we're always on the lookout because we know that it's the time of year what we're going to get baseball, basketball, football. It's just kind of another day in the life of customs.
She says if the rings were real, they could have been all sold for as much as $560,000.
The LA City Council moves ahead with a controversial plan to put homeless housing on part of a lot in Echo Park that's used as a playground by a local nonprofit.
The fight over the future of El Centro del Pueblo's rec space has created a rare public rift on the City Council.
This is about an attack on the Latino community.
Councilman Gil Cedillo calls it the battle for Chavez Ravine 2.0. That's a reference to the city's clearing decades ago of the mostly Mexican-American neighborhoods in the area to make way for public housing, plans that were eventually scrapped in favor of a baseball stadium.
Children are being separated from families and they're being put in cages. And in many respects, this proposal is separating children from their playground, from their after-school program, from their mental health counseling, from their community.
Cedillo calls the housing plan Trumpian.
I won't take the bait in terms of being referred to as Trumpian because that's just completely silly and offensive.
Councilman Mitch O'Farrell is pushing the homeless housing plan for the lot, which is in his district.
The lack of affordable housing, the lack of permanent supportive housing, homelessness is not an issue. It is the issue facing our city.
He insists the lot can accommodate both children and homeless people. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There was a second court appearance for three suspects charged in connection with the killing of an off-duty LAPD officer outside a Lincoln Heights taco stand.
The fatal shooting happened on July 27th after Officer Juan Diaz confronted one of the suspects about painting graffiti on the sidewalk. Police say the man got aggressive and showed Diaz he had a gun. That's when Diaz, his girlfriend, and her two brothers decided to leave. As they were leaving, police say the man fired several rounds into the car, fatally striking Diaz and wounding another man. The mother of Diaz's girlfriend and her siblings was in court. She said her son is recovering after being shot in the face. She told me her heart was beating fast and she felt angry being in court. Two of the three suspects are facing charges including murder and attempted murder, along with a special circumstance allegation of murder by an active gang member, which means they could face the death sentence if convicted. Their arraignment has been continued to November 4th. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.